Hey, Sven Gnedonic, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service, and proudly presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you inside Bridgestone Arena. Predators versus the Utah Hockey Club, game 81 of 82 tonight at Bridgestone Arena. So in the previous segment, it got a little spicy between Willie and Derek. I always like when that happens. It doesn't happen a lot, which makes it even more special when it does. And we've got some reaction.
Yes, love it.
One texter says, take the LD Mace. Willie is 100% correct.
Yes.
Alex from Clarksville. Mason is so off on this, my
yes.
Heavens. Jeff, I absolutely agree with Willie's point about ethics, but he knows himself that money has overpowered ethics as the top dog in today's America. Let's
yes.
see. Willie with the TKO, says one texter.
Ooh.
Let's see.
I got to pull a Rocky. Come on. Come on.
I do think somebody in here said that you won, Derek. Let's find out. One texter said, spirited debate, good points made both ways. I think D-Mace got it with the Travis Hunter
yeah.
argument.
Ooh, I got the body shot, put you to the ground right there. My man, Pete. I wonder what
Travis Hunter. But this is again, I'll bring this. I brought this up on Friday. And again, I am trying to be a voice in the woods because mm-hmm. nobody's singing my song in the woods.
There are a lot of people singing your song in the
no,
woods.
No, but this is a different song. This is the song about staying in one spot and the value of being in one place and not three,
yeah.
like a lot of people go to.
Yeah.
And I go back to Derek, you would say you've referred to it on our mm-hmm. show many times. Friends that you met at Michigan State.
How many others have them?
Yeah,
friends?
But friend, you know, the guy that your buddy that you guys
Sean.
Pull together
yeah,
200
yeah.
bucks to get
Sean,
a car,
yes,
the bullet,
absolutely.
Right? It's a great story. Those are your guys. Those
yes.
are your tight circle for life, right? I wonder if you can have that when you go to different places, right? But Nico has an opportunity to be that rare guy that is at the same school as a starter. And think about Peyton Manning. Where was he last June? He was at the College World Series,
mm-hmm.
supporting Tennessee. He was at the college basketball run. He is Tennessee through and through.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a value to that. Nico could be that guy. I don't know if they ever win a national championship if he would have stayed, but I think by the time he finished, he could have a pretty good career, win a lot yeah. of games. And he could go back there anytime, be celebrated
yeah.
as a guy that was really good.
Yeah, right.
I miss the.
He
most,
apparently doesn't care about that.
I missed the most important text message
yes.
in that recap from Paul. Willie Donick, 1,000% wrong on Gatorade colors, 1,000% right on the Nico situation.
Okay, Willie.
So,
Willie.
But you see what I'm saying?
No, like, I get,
is
see,
there value in that? Is there value in
Willie,
his
Willie.
Guys that he's playing with right now? I'm sure he has a tight circle of friends.
Uh-huh.
That know him better than anybody else.
Are you
I told you, nobody's singing
the
my
world's
song.
Smallest violin here. Do I
yeah.
need? Are you flossing with it now?
It's the world's smallest violin.
Do I need to repeat the CM Punk quote? I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money.
Listen, I understand it, Willie, that when you go off to college, when you enter into that dorm room, bunch of this crazy kids around.
Right.
All of us don't know a thing. None of us
right.
know each other from a can of Vicks. But we're all in the same place.
Right.
And we bump into that one guy or girl and we spark up a conversation. Or buddies, guys. We bump into a group of guys. We spark up a conversation. And we like some of the same things. Years pass, the ups and the downs. And that senior year comes, and we throw our hat up in the
right.
air, and we walk out.
Yes.
And then somebody
you're singing
gets
my
married.
Song, teammate.
Somebody gets married, and I call up my friend. Hey, John, guess what? I'm marrying Susan. Oh, my
what?
God. What are you?
Bachelor party.
Party.
I'm there.
Let's go.
Will you be my groomsman? Yeah,
after,
I'm there, man.
After Derek, you're marrying my. Yes. Sean, you're there. Yes. Let's do it. We all want that, Willie. We yes. all. Pete wants it too.
And Adam Nico could have had it.
Adam could have. Me, Nico could have had it.
Right.
Turn off the music now. Reality is that ain't the case no more, Willie. And you know it. I
but it
know
could
it.
Have been
Adam
for him.
Know it. Pete know it. The world knows it. We are not living in those days anymore.
I know.
People.
And that's the problem.
I'm not saying it's not a problem.
If he quarterback is unique, if he were blocked by a Peyton Manning or a really good quarterback, then I understand why all these quarterbacks transfer. You only need one quarterback.
Yeah.
Tennessee paved the way for him, paid him big money when he was sitting on the bench.
They didn't pave that way large enough.
What are you talking about?
Hey, he gave him a two-lane highway. Not, he wanted a four-lane highway.
But I think it's reasonable. Now, here you're now put yourself in the shoes of Josh Heupel.
Okay, now right? Now I got to turn around and
now put Josh another Heupel hat on. Now, okay, now you're Josh Heupel.
Hold on.
Josh Heupel is supposed to sit there to Nico's dad
okay, now
or agent or both, and they're like, hey, because apparently Nico didn't speak to Josh Heupel at any point. But hey, coach, he needs more money. So Josh Heupel goes, oh, we got it.
I thought you wanted me to be Josh Heupel.
Right. Okay. So, coach. So let's say you did it. Let's say you reworked it. You give Nico what he wants. $4 million, whatever. Nico, you got it.
Okay.
You're our man. I don't want to have to go back into the portal. Mm-hmm. We've set this around you. We got to have you. So everybody on your team, all 100 guys, let's say there's 10 or 15 that go back to you. Mm-hmm. Hey, coach, I saw you reworked Nico's deal. Hey, I had a really good year last year. I was better than what I'm being paid. I want more. So what do you do, coach? You got 10 guys in your office now.
And
they legitimately have a beef, just like Nico did.
Okay, you're right.
So what do you, coach, what do you do?
First, I would look at it and say, man, whew, this is about the 10th time it happened to me, a guy transferring because he wants more money or he wants money. And he didn't. He may have told me. He may not have told me. But he left because it happened each and every time. It's like, man, I'm tired of dealing with this. Like, oh, can I retire now? Have I built up enough years to retire, please? Isn't that why Nick Saban left? Because of stuff like this?
Probably.
But now that I'm sitting in here, I am doing exactly what Heupel did. I'm not blaming Heupel. I'm not blaming Nico.
So you like what Heupel did?
Right move, wrong player, right time. And I know that as a head coach.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Sorry.
I'm not going to waste my chip on that one. Maybe the next one when he comes in to have a Heisman Trophy year and then says, man, I want a couple more minutes. Now I get to use my chip. But if I used that on Nico, then you're right, 15 other players. But if I use it on my Heisman Trophy candidate or Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, can't nobody else come and say, because I'm going to say this. Have you won a Heisman, man?
Yeah.
He chose to stay. That's the world we're in. And I think everybody needs to, I don't blame Heupel. I don't. Like, he made the right decision because it wasn't the right person. So he made the right decision. People, just understand it from that standpoint. Even if you're a business owner and you got a CEO that's on his or her job, like they are the best. If they come to you and say, hey, I need a raise, what you gonna do? Oh, no, you go, no, you're not. Okay, how much, let's negotiate this thing. All right, we'll give you this. But if somebody else walks in and hadn't been doing a good job or an okay job, I'm going to look at you like, seriously? No, I'm not giving. You hadn't performed well. Now, if you want to go over there, go. Because I can find somebody to do that job that you are doing. People, look at it from that standpoint. That's all I'm doing. I'm not saying that Heupel's wrong for what he's doing. I'm not saying that Nico's wrong for what he's doing. They are making decisions based on the landscape that the NCAA has put forth to them. They're just working within the parameters, which there aren't any.
The Athletic had a story about Nico Iamaliava's market value. What could it be in the transfer portal? And there were some interesting comments here. One Power 4 director of player personnel told The Athletic, quote, if you are a quarterback away from being a playoff team, I totally understand getting in the $2 million range. I think he'll get in the $3 million range. But anything more is hard, especially with how nobody knows what's going on exactly with revenue sharing and how collectives are going to work moving forward. One Power 4 personnel director said, quote, I'd pay him $500,000 with big incentives. He'll get more than he deserves. Another Power Four GM said Friday he thought Iamaliava was worth, quote, right around what Tennessee's paying him, possibly even less, maybe $1.5 million to $2 million. Nico isn't just amazing, or just isn't amazing. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that are better than Nico.
So what are they telling us? They're not saying that it was wrong, like the act was wrong. They're basically saying it's the wrong person. That's all that, because everybody brings up, well, he didn't perform. He didn't perform. That one even said, well, yeah, I would have gave him the $1.5 to $2 million, but I'm not giving him an extra $2 million. Like, if you're earning $1.5 to $2 million, you're then not coming back to the table, Nico, because you hadn't done anything. But they're not saying, what they're not saying is, had that been Travis Hunter, what they would have said then. And I understand it's a hypothetical, and I get the situation that we're in now, so you're looking at it for what it is. But again, I try to be forward-thinking and try to see the landscape as a whole, like trying to really not pick sides. And in this situation, I know there's going to be sides that are picked, but me, I'm just looking at it as the player's not wrong. Heupel's not wrong. The system is wrong, which the ADs and the presidents, they created this system. That's what Saban told them a long time ago.
I still have a problem, though, and I said this before. I have a problem. If he signed, what has been said, that he signed something that has him agreeing through this year to
play. Just sue him. Sue him. If it was that binding, just sue him. But Tennessee's not going to do that, or nobody else is not going to do that.
Probably not.
Because it's not binding. Yeah, so.
But it's still your word. When you sign something, you're giving both sides, just like you would, he would be upset if Tennessee balked on paying him. But Tennessee has the ethics on their side because, from what I understand, they paid him, even though he barely played his first year.
They paid him for what he did last year. They hadn't paid him, at least.
But they agreed for what they would pay him.
To my understanding, and I could be completely wrong on this, they paid him already for what he did. They haven't paid him that. Has that money kicked in now for, like, how much of the, say, $2 million is remaining on the contract? If there's $1 million left or $1.5 million left, well, $1 million left after a two-year deal, then, okay, let's just wipe our hands. I get to keep my $1 million. You go about your business. Do what you need to do. But if I gave you all up front, now I do agree with you. If I'm giving you basically all the money, I know we don't have a contract.
We've been investing.
But did they give it?
Years.
Did they give them all the money?
I haven't heard otherwise.
Yes, I haven't heard they have.
Tennessee, I believe, has gone.
Well, it's not really Tennessee. It's not really Tennessee.
Well,
it's,
but I think people in Knoxville have come forward with this because they want people to know what has
happened.
But
you would be
here.
Stupid to
if
give
they had,
money.
If they hadn't paid him, I don't think they would want that out.
No,
there.
No. But you would be a dumb business person. You would be, because it goes along with things you have done in your house. Prime example, and I did this a long time ago, where I end up paying a guy for the whole job, and it end up not being what I wanted, you know, instead of paying him. And that was the last time that I ever did that, because I learned my lesson. If you are a smart business person, I'm paying you as you do the job. I'm not going to, if the job's a $500,000 job or a $5 job, I'm not giving you five. I'm giving you $2.50 or $2.50. And when you finish, I give you the rest.
But let
and
me
then
give
we
you,
can renegotiate.
I'll give you one more, one more example. If for those that are Braves fans, I had a Braves fan bring this up, and it makes sense.
Can I throw one in there as well?
Yes.
One texter says, as a younger Preds fan, it's the reason I'll never forget Ryan Suter. So why don't you throw Ryan Suter in there as well, perhaps? Do you see a similarity between the Ryan Suter and Nico Iamaliava?
No, because Ryan Suter was a free agent, and I think he did. Ryan Suter probably led them down the path, at least if you believe David Poile. Ryan Suter led him down the path to believe he wanted to stay.
Okay. Okay.
But he exercised his right to be a free agent and chose to go elsewhere.
All right,
go ahead.
Sorry.
I had a Braves fan bring this up. What do the Braves like to do? They like to identify their players early and lock them up to long-term, and they believe it's a long-term investment that will save them money rather than wait for them like the Red Sox did famously with Mookie Betts, wait till it's too late, and they lost him. So let's take Spencer Strider. They signed him to a long-term deal. He blows out his arm last year. The Braves can't go back and say, hey, Spencer, you blew out your arm. Now, you can in football.
Yeah.
Right? That's the difference in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But the Braves are going to pay him that money, and he's coming back off the injured list later this week or next week. He could blow out his arm again, never pitch again. He gets every penny of that.
Why?
Because it's a guaranteed contract.
That is a guaranteed contract.
So I think when you
That's
sign
why you
a
can't
contract.
Can't do that in football.
But it, but
That's
they,
why football
But in this
different.
Case, it was. Tennessee paid him. They didn't go back each year and say, hey, you know, Nico, you
but
didn't
we don't
play.
Know.
So we're going to rework this deal because you didn't play your freshman year.
We don't know
you
if
you only played in the bowl
you're
game.
Right.
We had Joe Milton, and he played the whole year. So we're not paying you that $2 million.
Willie, I am in agreement. I'm not disagreeing with you that if they gave him, if it was a $2 million contract and they gave him all $2 million up front, whether it was a binding contract or not, I do fault everyone involved that chose to walk away. I do fault them.
But that should mean something to Nico that they have been to their word.
I understand
that. He didn't light it up last year. They still paid
him. I get it.
And they're willing to pay him for this coming year.
But, again.
They didn't recruit over him.
If there's still $1 million left and I say, hey, listen, I want more money, again, right move, wrong person. If I want more money, then you have two choices. Either you can give me more money or you can say, you know what, let's stop now so I don't waste any more money. I'm going to stop. Now I can get my $1 million. You get your $1 million and you perform to a point where you thought you would get more. We didn't think so. We paid you. Services rendered. Move on. I got my – see – if somebody out there truly knows, like you got the particulars, like I want to know, I don't want to hear a hearsay. But if you got, if you know if he's been paid all of that money, all of it, then I am, that pushes me more to your, to the side of just honoring the contract, Willie. That's all I'm talking about. If indeed that was the case, then I'm with Willie. Man, come on. As an adult, you should know. Because I'm not going to expect the kid to really – you should know as an adult. If they didn't give you the $2 million, you need to finish out this last year. And then next year you can renegotiate and go on. Because if it was a two-year deal and the deal start – what was it? He finished up his second year. So if it was a three-year deal – three-year deal and they paid you the money and they paid you all up front, then, dude, you got to give me another season. You have to – or I'm going to sue you to get my money back.
615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. We will take your reaction throughout the program on the Nico Iamaliava situation with Tennessee at 615-737-1025. We'll also have Teron Davenport joining us at 1 o'clock for his weekly Titans conversation. Also, we're debuting a new segment in the final hour of the program, which we will be doing daily. We'll explain later, so be sure to tune in for that near the end of the program. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025, 1063, the game. D-Mace Vingan and Donick, 1025, 1063, the game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you live at Bridgestone Arena. Two more Predators games, both at home this season. Game 81 tonight against the Utah Hockey Club. Puck drop at 7, pregame at 6, right here on 1025, 1063, the game. Before we get to a question that I found interesting in an article written by Chris Vanini over at The Athletic, let's go to our phone line driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Brad, let's go to Brad. Brad, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think this says a lot about Tennessee's opinion of Nico, too. I never had a lot of confidence in him last year. He ran up the numbers on, you know, mediocre teams or bad teams. But the big games, he really didn't show up for. And I think it says a lot about Tennessee. I mean, this is Peyton Manning in his junior year of Tennessee. He would have gotten paid back in November. And I personally don't think he's that good. He's been a letdown for them. And I think coupled with his family, it sounds like his father, some other things, reading some stuff now about him not showing up for autographs and being kind of a pain to deal with. I think this says a lot about UT's opinion of him. And I think it also goes to you got to recruit more. And Josh Heupel, you can lose a quarterback in the first play of the game with a broken leg, and you still have to adapt and move forward. But I wonder who's going to hit the portal now as a QB. You know, if he goes to somewhere like Oregon where they've got two good QBs, can one of those guys hit the portal again? I don't know. I don't know that much about it, but certainly there's got to be some options out there. But I think it says a lot about what they think about Nico. Thanks. Appreciate
Thanks for the call, Brad. Let's go to Troll on our phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. Troll, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Thank you. They say in the Bible, you know, money is the root of the all evil. I think Tennessee did a good thing. He, you know, he is not the superstar on the team that need more money. And if he got $2.4 million and he need more, what about the other star players or recruits that's going to just show up when they got, they say, hey, this is my second year, I'm going to need more. That's a problem. Maybe that's why, you know, Nick Saban's out, didn't want to negotiate with a student or have a professional player. And I think they did a good thing to let him walk because that's going to be a problem. Willie D, I start watching baseball too, college baseball. Now I'm going to be listening in if you have something to say about baseball. Because I'm losing every other sport. I don't watch hockey anymore or NBA. So I'm looking for something interesting. I start watching college, you know, basketball. I watched it yesterday and it was interesting.
Thank All right. You. All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
So he's picked up baseball, huh?
College baseball is just heating up. They're heating up, getting into the good stuff. But that he made a good point, and uh-huh. I think this is your point, uh-huh. D-Mace, is Tennessee would have been in a tougher position. Mm-hmm. Now, the timing is they could have had this discussion right as the season ended.
Yes.
Right? That could or perhaps because they were in the playoffs, did he miss the window to go into the portal? After the season, because there's two windows. There's one right when the season ends, and there's one in the spring. So when it happens in the spring, you put everybody in a tough, tough spot. But he does make a good point, Joel does. If he had lit it up, and he was definitely, by all accounts, a guy that might be worth $4 million as a, quote, free agent, Tennessee would have had a harder time playing that. But you agreed in a contract to play for – sink or swim, $2 million. But this is also how it works in the real world, right? Ronald Acuna, when he signed that, Ronald Acuna is a great example of how a guy's stock can go up and down. Ronald Acuna signed a long-term 8 or 9 year deal for guaranteed money, whether he did well or not. The Braves invested big in him. So since then, Ronald Acuna has had a historic year. We had 70 stolen bases and 40 home runs. Nobody had ever done that before. But he can't go in there and say, well, I got to rework my deal now. He could have tried. They would have said no. But that's what you agree to going in. He's also torn both ACLs since then. And the Braves can't go back and say, well, Ronald, you're not the same guy anymore. You've got two torn ACLs. We got to renegotiate. You can't do that. But in this system, and this is your greatest point, and I can't argue with this at all, there is no system.
Yeah.
So the contract, we don't know what it means. It's the Wild West. I just think ethics and principle have to come in here somewhere. And I agree with Joel and you, Derek, that if he had lit it up and they had beaten Ohio State and they had gone to the Final Four, then all of a sudden it's like, man, pay the man, right? Okay. That's what they would have had to do
okay,
it, right?
So
they would have had to do it.
It's this in, listen, I want people to understand, Heupel as a head coach, what he chose to do was the right move. What he chose to do was the right move, okay? So because the narrative is coming out that this has all been Nico driven. Everything has been Nico. Well, what about we came back, regardless of whether you felt Nico deserves it or not. Okay, that's neither here nor there, because I don't think he deserved it, but that's neither here nor there. If Nico and his family behind the scenes came to you, UT, and they had been negotiating, like, listen, this is what we want, and you promised him that we'll take care of it. We'll get to it. We'll make sure we talk to you. We'll work it out. All right, I believe you, coach. Or I believe you, university. So then that first window to enter the portal has passed. So now we're thinking like, man, okay. Now, are y'all playing games with us? Because now I could have transferred a long time ago. But no, you said, listen, we'll get it done. Don't worry about it. Trust us. And everybody said, okay, we have no right but to, because you paid us you know, at the beginning. So we're going to trust you. And then it doesn't mean anything from this standpoint. When you go past that first point, I'm saying if this happened, because I know the narrative that is being pushed out now. I get it. And the first narrative that's pushed out is usually the narrative that people hold on to, no matter if it's proven that no. Typically, people hold on to that narrative because the second narrative that comes out and it blames more the university, university is going to squash that quickly. They're going to try to mush all of that. So what if his camp did come to UT early and said, let's work out a deal, and UT said, we're going to get it done. Be patient with us. Okay, that first period passed. I can't transfer. Well, I can, but I gave them my word. I let them work it out because I trust them. The second one, because I think there's been like two other ones before this last one, and there may be more. The next one goes by, and nobody's doing it. There's not anything. So now, as a unit, we gotta make a move here. It's either poop or get off the potty. One of the two. We got to make either you honor what you said, UT, and let us know either way, because if you don't want to pass, then okay, fine. Either you honor that, or my first step is to not come to practice. Then my second step, if that is not going to get your attention, is to leave the university. But now, when I leave the university, the narrative is going to be, because I didn't come out on the front end. See, this is what's good about players now in the NFL. And sometimes I agree with it, sometimes I don't. That players usually don't go through that silent period where, okay, I'm going to believe you work something out. They usually, bam, they're putting something out cryptic through media. So you know about it. So, but players, they're not going to let it sit. Like, I'm going to let the organization push this narrative. Players nowadays, man or woman, they're controlling the narrative now. See, maybe he should have controlled the narrative early. When supposedly UT said, hey, listen, be patient with us. We'll work something out. Then they should have put out, hey, we're negotiating with UT. But they didn't. I'm just giving you the flip side of it because that part is out there. But we are running with the narrative that UT and everybody else has pushed out, that this is what it is. And I'm not saying that either one is true or false, but that is reality. Like, whoever pushes out the narrative first typically is going to be the narrative that we remember.
Fair.
People, critical thinking.
Yep.
Critical thinking.
One texter
says.
But I'm
not in a disagreement with you, Willie, in regards to how you.
To me, if you signed a deal, that's
exactly
the deal. Whether you do well or bad, both sides should honor the deal.
Exactly. I'm in agreement with that.
One texter says, I guarantee if Arch Manning would have went to Texas and asked for more money, they would have said, would you like that in cash, check, or overseas account?
Bitcoin? You want it in Bitcoin?
I think this shows Tennessee didn't have a whole lot of faith
exactly
in Nico. One texter
but
says
they're putting themselves in a tough spot because they have to go find another guy. They got
to
go get
I think
a guy.
They'd rather do that than to say we're not giving because we think he's an okay quarterback, but he's nothing special. So
and most good quarterbacks have the dance partners now. So I do wonder what will end up being the quarterback situation in the fall.
One texter says quickly, Nico was in the wrong for not showing up to practice. He could have done this behind closed doors, and if they didn't agree, he could have just gone in the portal. Nico showed he took priority over the team by not showing up to practice for personal reasons. He went about it the wrong way. In every scenario, D-May says he is putting himself above the team. Because what about the 100 guys in the locker room that were counting on him, and then he's just gone?
I think that
would mean something to me.
Yes,
it would mean something to me if I'm quarterbacking a team and I'm making this decision. It would kill me that I'm walking out on my team, and I do think now Nico's 20 years old. I'm going to excuse him for this, but someday I think he will look back and said, say to himself, I should have gone in to the coach and had a conversation and say, Coach, I'm leaving. I hate doing it, but this is the decision I made. My family, et cetera, here are the reasons I'm making my decision, and be a man and do it. And he's a kid, right? That's the thing that, again, these kids are making multi-million-dollar decisions or in a part of that at an extremely young age. He was doing it at 17.
I get
he's making these kind of things. But someday he's going to regret not going in there and saying, Coach, here's where I'm coming from. He didn't do it. He just packed up his bags and took off. That's a bummer.
Listen, I don't know what the true story is. Maybe it's what I said just a few minutes ago. Maybe it's what's being floated out there. And I understand, you know, hurting, you know, maybe hurting yourself or killing whatever. But you know what the greatest cure is of hurting yourself in that situation, supposedly hurting yourself in that situation? You know what the greatest cure, the greatest vaccine is in sports today? No, you ain't even got an answer. It's money. It's money. It's money. That'll cure. I may feel bad about, you know, how it all went down. Just like coaches, they may feel bad about, man, I'm leaving this university. I love it. Gosh. Oh, 8 million ways to cure my woes of leaving. You got 8 million? Oh, okay. 8 million. Right, I take it. Hit me right here on the shoulder. Hit me right on the shoulder. Yeah. Matter of fact, hit me in my pocketbook. Put it in my pocketbook. Here it is. That cures it.
And again, money doesn't solve all the problems.
I know you are absolutely right about that, and I wish more people in this world thought that way, but we don't. We don't.
615-737-1025. We will continue to take your thoughts all show long on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Tennessee Nico and Maliava divorce, was it the first step towards schools regaining NIL leverage? An interesting article in The Athletic answering that very question. We'll discuss that next at 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025-1063 The Game. This week's Nashville's best deal is Chiba Hut Toasted Subs. Get half off a $50 gift card now at thegamenashville.com/deals and celebrate 420 the Chiba way on Donaldson Pike.
Well, we got a few more days here. What we got?
A week from Sunday.
Oh, a week from Sunday.
This past
Sunday. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Resurrection Sunday, that's what we're talking about, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
WrestleMania Sunday on Sunday. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Okay, cool, cool.
Nevertheless, you wanted to bring up something.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up something because, listen, let's not – because the – I was about to say the NFL. It's damn near the NFL. The NCAA, I think, or now whoever the collectives, the power three or power four, they could be winning on this issue so much more than what they are. Because I still think, whereas it's the wrong person, it's the right move. If it's the right person, I think you're going to get more of, you know, the fan base leaning more toward that person, especially if he's, you know, accomplished a lot in a short period of time. I bring up Travis Hunter again. That I think if Travis Hunter says that, then I think the fans are more like, the Power Four could be winning. They could be winning from this reason. And maybe I should be into PR or whatnot. Travis Hunter, the reason I keep up bringing up Travis Hunter, because I think he's a prime example of how this thing can go right for everybody. Travis Hunter, a standout player for Colorado Buffaloes, is not taking any of his own NIL money. Instead, he is reportedly donating it to his teammates, helping to fund NIL deals for approximately 10 to 15 of his Colorado teammates. Push more of that, because that's the positive. Like, that may start to get other guys to thinking, like, okay, maybe if I ask for a little bit, I can explain why I want more. Hey, man, Mark on – you know, he contribute a lot, man, and he ain't getting no – like, y'all don't see the stuff that he's doing behind the scenes. Y'all don't see the special teams work. Man, we couldn't do a lot of this stuff. It's because of guys like him. I want to give some money. That's why I want more money. It's not necessarily for myself. It's for them. But you know why you ain't promoting? Because you don't like Deion. You don't like Deion. So you're not going to promote anything that would elevate his program. But you got to understand, look at the big picture here. Stop being so – and I'm not putting everybody in this boat. I'm just saying I'm generalizing it. Generalizing, if that is even a word.
Generalizing.
It's generalizing, excuse me.
Yes.
Just generalizing this. Listen, if y'all would just look at it as it's about Travis Hunter, the player, NIL, not Deion Sanders, the university. It's about what he's doing. And maybe other guys will start to do that. Why? It takes one or two. Trendsetters, guys that people respect in the game on a college level, not just players, but analysts and coaches alike. They respect this guy. So when he does it and those things come out, let's promote that, because we may get more guys. I don't hear Carson Beck giving money to his players. Well, maybe he should look at a Travis Hunter. At least I don't know if he is. He could be. Maybe he should look at a Travis Hunter and say, you know what? I'm going to start giving my money. If I want my money, I'm going to start giving my dad, you know, what I got to those guys too, because they help just as much. And they're not getting anything, you know. So start pushing that power forward, because that's essentially what it is. Start pushing more of that. Get guys to see more of those stories. It may change their thinking.
Chris Vanini at The Athletic wrote a column over the weekend. Is Tennessee / Nico Iamaliava divorce the first step towards schools regaining NIL leverage? Vanini writes, quote, Iamaliava once again has brought college football a lot closer to whatever its future will be. His NIL deal going public before enrolling at Tennessee and the legal defense of it led to more money for players. Iamaliava gave a lot more leverage to the players by knowing his value. But his public breakup with Tennessee has given some leverage back to the schools. Had Tennessee and its collective blinked, more stars elsewhere might have started public holdouts. Instead, Vols fans have backed Coach Josh Heupel, and players probably know the public won't be on their side. Willie, what do you think about that?
I've read a lot about the subject because a lot of people are taking this case and applying it to what's going on around the country with a lot of this stuff. I think part of the issue, I think we can't emphasize enough that according to the reports that I have heard, the issue here is not that Nico went in there and said, I think I'm worth more on the open market. I think the issue is that they had made an agreement. And that is really not the general sense. Most schools, from what I am told, and this is, again, nothing is out there. There's no standardized contract. There's no collective bargaining agreement. You can't go find this information. It's all schools making their own decisions in this vast open canvas. But the issue is that they had an agreement that they would pay him from the start before he ever played a game. And that is what I think the principle is on both sides. And Tennessee was like, we have an agreement. You signed a contract. From what I've read, a lot of coaches would like to start signing more like 2-year contracts.
Is that what that was? What? Because I don't know whether it was a 2-year deal or a 4-year deal. I don't know what it was.
It was at least 3. Because from what I'm told, it was. Because I had read a lot that they were paying him. Because he was one of the first guys. And there was a lot of legal. Tennessee took some heat from the NCAA for how they did it because it was so early in the process. And they got an agreement with him while he was still in high school. So he was paying a lot to sign with Tennessee, and that was questioned as whether you could do that or not. So Tennessee is saying, well, where is our support now on the backside where we've stood by you all these times to set the tone? But from what I've read, in terms of the leverage, I think for the sanity of the player and the coach, they would like to have more of a 2-year agreement so that they don't have to revisit this every year because the player gets some security when you do that as well.
By the way, Chris Vanini will join Robbie and Rexro tomorrow morning. Robbie Stanley has informed me. So Chris Vanini, whose article we're referencing right now, will join Robbie and Rexro tomorrow morning.
Because the kid, I don't think the leverage changes, honestly. I think what will change is let's get in stone what we're agreeing to here. Because I think there's been some cases on the other end. The kid from the kid that went to Florida and was promised all this money. What the quarterback and Florida, it turned out they didn't live up to what they thought they agreed to. So, was it in writing? Was it not in writing? Was it a handshake deal?
So
the kid that left UNLV,
he was
promised all this money. They didn't pay, so he bolted.
Do you blame the player in that situation? Do you blame those who promised that they were going to give them this money?
Right. It comes down to what was agreed to.
Well, obviously, some was agreed to. He decided to go. He had signed his letter of intent, everything, to go to Florida. And then all of a sudden, now you don't want to give him his money, but now you expect the kid to stay there?
Yep.
No, if you're not giving me my money, I'm gone. So, again, I think from what the article is saying, has it sort of changed the landscape?
Mm-hmm.
I think from this, I think this. If, and I mean if, these individuals are not forward thinking, they better get their ass up off the couch right now. Because typically, there's a warning shot. Typically, there's those ripples before the actual tsunami comes. There's those ripples that's telling you, this just don't feel right. Something is coming.
So
I need to get out. Something needs to change. I need to fortify something, or I need to get out.
Right.
It's the ripples. Iamaliava is the ripple. It's telling you. Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people that if Joe just sent this, it goes back to high school, right? It was a 4-year deal with Nico. So again, it's an agreement that he signed.
Four years. When did it start in high school?
When he
sophomore year, junior year.
This article was written in May of 2022 while he was still in high school.
So
senior in high school.
Okay, senior in high school. A 4-year deal.
Freshman year, last year, and then this coming year would be the fourth year.
Okay, I would tell Joe this as I'm telling you this. It was a 4-year deal, right?
Yep, and he got paid though he didn't play.
No. Hear me out first. Because when you say he got paid, I'm under the assumption, and if this is true, I lose my argument and I'm going to stop right now. Y'all are giving me the assumption that all of the monies have been paid. If all of the monies have been paid, then okay. If they've already, and you got another year left and I've already gave you the money, then okay. You need to honor that. But again, if that's not the case, the monies that's still left on the docket, keep it. I'm moving on unless you're willing to pay. Nico right now is the ripple. Nobody wants to believe it. But he's the ripple. That's why I said right move, wrong person. You're the wrong. That's the ripple. Now, you either need to do something. Y'all need to figure this thing out, because the actual tsunami may not come for another 4 years. And when it comes, everything is destroyed. Quickly,
I want to read more from this article from Chris Vanini before we get to Tyron Davenport. He writes, quote, NFL holdouts with star players happen all the time, and fans support the players if they're good enough. Cincinnati Bengals fans wanted the team to give star wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase his bag, even though the NFL has a salary cap. Most college football fans don't have that cultural mindset yet. Many fans, like coaches, say they're happy players are finally getting paid. But the mood wobbles a bit when that money gets into the millions or players leave to take more money elsewhere.
But the difference is...
because they don't believe they deserve it.
But the money is not guaranteed in the NFL. If the guy gets hurt, this is usually part of the discussion there. If the money was completely guaranteed in the NFL, I think it would be different. I think you would not have as much of this going on. And that's what the issue is here. If the money was guaranteed when he signed that deal in high school, whether he played or not, Tennessee had to be prepared to pay him even if he was a bust. And I remember having this conversation.
That's your fault for giving him a contract like that. That if he gets injured or he's a bust, we have no leeway or no navigation out of this. You're the idiot for giving that deal.
And look. I stand corrected. If they haven't paid him, that would be an issue, right? But nobody has suggested that they haven't paid him the money from the time
somebody
he was in high
they school. Knew. But you see, herein lies the problem. Because you haven't said it, the lack of not saying it makes everybody believe that all the money has been paid. All the money has been paid. Think, people. Joe. You've been on this. You understand it way more than I. Can you find out if the money has already been paid? Because the money, that's what's being sort of not said but said, is that the money has already been paid. If all of the money haven't been paid, I need to know before I just get on this train and saying, well, listen, because I'm not voting hypo for what he did. Do you, coach. I'm not mad at that, but I'm not mad at the player neither. But somebody needs to give me some information that states all of the monies have been paid to said player. And he hasn't rendered all of those things which was in the contract, which means he has another year on his contract, and I paid you. Well, you need to go out and play under that contract.
We'll table this conversation for a little bit. 615-737-1025. We will bring in Tyron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, talking Titans, of course. Coming up next, Willie Donig, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063. The game.